The insect nervous system is adept at setting up a temporary rule of thumb of this kind. Steer a course such that the light rays hit your eye at an angle of 30 degrees. Since insects have compound eyes, with straight tubes or light guides radiating out from the centre of the eye like the spines of a hedgehog, this might amount in practice to something as simple as keeping the light in one particular tube, or ommatidium. But the light compass relies critically on the celestial object being at optical infinity. If it isn't, the rays are not parallel, but diverge like the spokes of a wheel. A nervous system applying a 30-degree, or any acute angle, rule of thumb to a nearby candle, as though it were the moon at optical infinity, will steer the moth, via a spiral trajectory, into the flame. Draw it out for yourself, using some particular acute angle, such as 30 degrees, and you'll produce an elegant logarithmic spiral into the candle. Though fatal in this particular circumstance, the moth's rule of thumb is still, on average, a good one because, for a moth, sightings of candles are rare compared with sightings of the moon. We don't notice the hundreds of moths that are silently and effectively steering by the moon or a bright star or even the glow from a distant city. We see only moths wheeling into our candle, and we ask the wrong question: why are all these moths committing suicide? Instead, we should ask why they have nervous systems that steer by maintaining a fixed angle to light rays, a tactic that we notice only when it goes wrong. When the question is rephrased, the mystery evaporates. It never was right to call it suicide. It is a misfiring byproduct of a normally useful compass. Now, apply the byproduct lesson to religious behaviour in humans. We observe large numbers of people, in many areas it amounts to 100%, who hold beliefs that flatly contradict demonstrable scientific facts, as well as rival religions followed by others. People not only hold these beliefs with passionate certitude, but devote time and resources to costly activities that flow from holding them. They die for them, or kill for them. We marvel at this just as we marvelled at the self-immolation behaviour of the moths. Baffled, we ask why. But the point is that we may be asking the wrong question. The religious behaviour may be a misfiring, an unfortunate byproduct of an underlying psychological propensity which in other circumstances is, or once was, useful. On this view, the propensity that was naturally selected in our ancestors was not religion per se. It had some other benefit, and it only incidentally manifests itself as religious behaviour. We shall understand religious behaviour only after we have renamed it.
If then religion is a byproduct of something else, what is that something else? What is the counterpart to the moth habit of navigating by celestial light compasses? What is the primitively advantageous trait that sometimes misfires to generate religion? I shall offer one suggestion by way of illustration, but I must stress that it is only an example of the kind of thing I mean, and I shall come on to parallel suggestions made by others. I'm much more wedded to the general principle that the question should be properly put, and if necessary rewritten, than I am to any particular answer. My specific hypothesis is about children. More than any other species, we survive by the accumulated experience of previous generations, and that experience needs to be passed on to children for their protection and well-being. Theoretically, children might learn from personal experience not to go too near a cliff edge, not to eat untried red berries, not to swim in crocodile-infested waters. But, to say the least, there will be a selective advantage to child brains that possess the rule of thumb: believe without question whatever your grown-ups tell you. Obey your parents, obey the tribal elders, especially when they adopt a solemn, minatory tone. Trust your elders without question. This is a generally valuable rule for a child. But as with the moths, it can go wrong.